Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Witnessing the Music of Our Life, comes from the audio program Awakening Through Sound with Chloe Goodchild. Mitchell Clute, a producer at Sounds True, was with Chloe in the Sounds True studio for this recording. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
With characteristic joy and humor, Chloe Goodchild teaches that one of our greatest tools for self-expression, healing, and spiritual insight resides within us, our own naked voice. Awakening Through Sound really explores how unlocking the hidden potential of the voice can bring out our natural creativity and intuition in all areas of life. In this selection, Chloe gives an overview of the journey to finding your authentic voice and sounding from the source, and explores how the practices in this program can be applied in everyday life.
The entire program, Awakening Through Sound, is available at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Witnessing the Music of Our Life with Chloe Goodchild.
The whole focus of this work and our journey with the naked voice has been accessing the wisdom of the individual. And if you remember, we described this wisdom as a oneness older and deeper than the polarity of all conflict. This wisdom is a vibration, a sound whose resonance is fierce courage, whose beauty penetrates the heart of compassion, and whose energy is effortless being. This has been a rich journey as we have begun to awaken through sound, and in so doing, awakening from self-consciousness and moving into sound consciousness. So over the course of this program, we've been discovering how to build confidence and open the door of your authentic voice through spontaneous sound. Let go of attachments to being the singer and enter the freedom of sounding from the source. Strengthen your inner voice and enter new depths of silence and stillness through sacred chant and mantra. And learn to awaken your instinctual, intuitive, and insightful realms of awareness through the seven sounds of love. Finally, we have begun to realize the healing, homeopathic power of your naked voice, to break through emotions that no longer serve you, transforming them into positive feeling and nourishing, compassionate communication through the musical modes. Now you can begin to realize the emerging benefits of your naked voice as a vehicle for sound communication that can also catalyze and inspire new ways to transform your relationships in everyday life, both at home and in the workplace and all places in between. There are simply all kinds of ways that you can apply these practices in your everyday life, and that's what we're coming to look at in a short while. So I guess the first thing we discovered, as the poem goes, is to be helpless, dumbfounded, unable to say yes or no. Then a stretcher will come from grace to gather us up. We are too dull-eyed to see that beauty. If we say yes, we can, we're lying. If we say no, we don't see it. That no will behead us and shut tight our window onto spirit. So let us not be sure of anything besides ourselves and only that, so that miraculous beings come running to help. Crazed, lying in a zero circle, mute, we shall be saying finally with tremendous eloquence, lead us. When we have surrendered to that beauty, we shall be a mighty kindness. So now we're going to look at practical ways in which we can bring all our understanding from this program into our everyday lives. And all the while, a silent laughter sings, as wind through an open window saying, be deeper still, be deeper still. And all the while a silent laughter sings, as wind through an open window sings, be deeper still. Be deeper still, sounding zero, sounding zero. The last line, sounding zero, is the mantra of my life, really. It's like a paradox, isn't it? Sounding zero. What does that mean? Sound is as close as we can get, as we can come to silence. This really is the simple inspiration for all the more sophisticated practices that have arisen from this program. So please do encourage yourself to spend as much time as you can in silence. Take a half an hour out of your day or even 5 minutes just to sit and be with yourself, breathing and listening. And this is the beginning, of course, of the witness consciousness. This is the beginning of a process of discernment in listening to ourselves and to others in a way that really serves life. And in this listening process, we begin to hear ourselves and others as a music that can transform everything in its way. That even as I'm speaking now, this is a music. When we're taking the kids to school and rushing around the building, when we're shopping for our lives, when we're late for a train, when we're in conflict with a colleague, when we're in shock, when we're in deep grief, when we're in the excitement and magic of a new love affair, when we are in the mystery and majesty of a beautiful sunset or sunrise. All these experiences are music in motion. And they rise from silence out into big sound and back again. The naked voice ultimately opens the door on a new language of consciousness as you invite others to join you in this work of awakening through sound.